A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. And so today with this gospel, we have a continuation, a variation on a theme in Matthew of, you could say, the in-group and the out-group on the grand scale of reality, those who are in with God and those who, by their own choices, are not so fortunate. These passages before this one, we have the parable of the weeds and the wheat. After this, we will have the parable of the sheep and the goats. And so we can see that there are repercussions, I guess you could say, for actions, for attitudes, that the common interpretation of this gospel is there will be a lasting judgment where people have made lasting decisions, and that will actually create lasting natures. Some of these natures will be palatable to God, will be part of the kingdom, some will not. And as far as I've heard in my brief history of being a Catholic, and I have been a cradle Catholic, most of the homilies that I have heard have been variations of this theme of inclusivity and exclusivity. What I would like to bring up today, without minimizing in any way the results of actions, that consequences are real, this is not relativism, but I do offer that we look at this through the lens of both and rather than either or. Most of us that are listening to this have probably already gotten quite a bit of the variation of either or thinking, the either or mentality. And I look at it, this particular passage, with a fishing metaphor, because this is what Jesus gives us right now. We have fish of every kind, and I would like to introduce the term chum to this. Most of you perhaps have heard of a chum bucket. It is pieces of fish or bait that are used to attract other fish. We call Jesus, of course, the fisher of men. And the bait he uses is the good news and the converted people that go out to the ends of the earth to spread the message. They give and share their experience and so attract others. In that sense, we are chums of God. I come from Friends of God Dominican Ashram. To go back to the medieval Dominican mystics and their tradition. But what does it mean to be called a friend? Well, you are like that person. You can think along their wavelength. You don't necessarily agree with everything they say, but there's this understood intimacy. You're a chum. Further, you can look at friends as chum for others, that as a group grows, it can attract more people. You are bait. Hopefully you're good bait, but as we see in the case of gangs and gang violence, there is also bait that is not so good. But either way, there are attractive forces. However, we have to see that there are both attractive and repulsive forces within us. When Jesus, in the previous passage here in Matthew 13, talks about harvesting the weeds and the wheat together, what exactly does that mean? Yes, we can look at it in terms of individual people, that you don't judge, you let God be the judge at the end of time, or you can look at it as the weeds and the wheat are within us. To go further in Matthew, to go to the parable of the sheep and the goats, I'm reminded of a preaching that Dennis and Matthew Lynn, you could say their field primarily is in the field of pastoral counseling and healing. They talked to a group of sisters and asked them, have you ever felt like a sheep? Have you ever done good? Have you ever felt like you preach the gospel effectively, that you serve the poor and you serve the sick? You know, a show of hands, people raise their hands. And then afterwards, have there ever been times where you've ignored those who have been in need? Have you avoided taking care of those who have had needs? Has there been kind of a willful ignorance of the surrounding human condition? A show of hands. Often, what happened in these sessions is that the same people raise their hands. And so Matthew and Dennis would ask them, so who are the sheep and who are the goats? And the sisters would kind of wrestle with it briefly, but then they would say, we're sheep and goats simultaneously. And Matthew and Dennis would say, yes, of course. Of course. It's both and. So to get back to our fishing metaphor, we are both chums of God. We are chum, we are bait for the kingdom. But we're also detritus as well, or we have detritus within us. That's a better way to put it. And it would be overly simplistic and overly reductionist to just say we are one or the other. I think anyone that works and has dealt with people on any degree would see that there is a mixture, and we have to honor the mixture. The mixture is not necessarily bad. I mean, we could simply call it a case of the fallen human condition, but who knows what ultimately the weeds will transform into? Who knows how our own shortcomings will goad us to an even better harvest later? Nobody knows. And that does tie into the traditional preaching of leaving the weeds with the wheat. I offer that we look at it more psychologically, more holistically, and less exclusively, and certainly less judgmentally. So the evil and the righteous will be separated at the end. Although any sense of righteousness doesn't sound like that's too compatible with the kingdom either, and one has to wonder where righteousness fits in. Perhaps one could say the angels will separate the evil, the willful, the arrogant from the humble. And they will separate those aspects of ourself within us. Thomas Merton once said that there are not many definite things we can say about heaven other than there won't be much of you there. So we can rejoice. We are both chums of God, and we are chum. And it is both good, it is both the complete human experience, and it is all blessed. It is both and. Amen.